supported the legislation that will do five simple things. The first thing it will say is that we plainly support our troops, that we in the Congress and Americans support our troops. Secondly, it establishes a series of benchmarks which the Iraqi government must meet, including disarming militias, strengthening the Iraqi security forces, and the sharing of oil revenues. Third, the legislation will require periodic reports on the Iraqi government's progress in meeting the benchmarks. Fourth, the legislation will set a goal of redeploying by March 31st, 2008, and that will be a redeployment of troops that are not engaged in the training of Iraqi troops or conducting anti-terrorism operations or protecting U.S. personnel and infrastructure in Iraq. A comment just about that provision is that even after March 31st of 2008, there will still be significant military and diplomatic and economic involvement on the part of the United States in Iraq. And five, the resolution strongly encourages the President of the United States to continue the recent efforts to work with neighbors in the region to develop a comprehensive diplomatic and political strategy to create a stable Iraq. In the emergency supplemental bill, we have included $4.15 billion. It was important for me to include this legislation in the emergency supplemental because we need to address the disasters that have occurred across Colorado over the past 7 years and include the drought that we have seen and more recently the blizzards that have crippled our rural communities. Our estimates show that losses on the winter wheat crop alone due to the drought in 2005 and 2006 cost the Colorado wheat producers approximately $160 million. And the Colorado Cattlemen's Association has estimated that the recent winter blizzard that we saw in Colorado resulted in about 15,000 head of livestock who perished. We worked with the members of the Appropriations Committee to make sure that the disaster emergency funding would include compensation related to this last blizzard that we had in 2007. And so the bill specifically will include a livestock compensation program. That program will provide assistance to help cover the cost of procuring livestock feed. It also includes a livestock indemnity program, which provides assistance to ranchers to help replace the cattle that were killed in the blizzard. And it provides a small business grant program for businesses that suffered financial losses due to drought conditions in their communities.